This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where voting concluded at 4 p.m. After polling, the political fortunes of 683 candidates were sealed in EVMs. During a media briefing in Ranchi last evening, Jharkhand's chief electoral officer K. Ravi Kumar said the voting percentage is likely to increase as reports from remote areas are yet to come. He said the voter turnout in urban areas has been less than what it was expected. The Election Commission has said that the turnout surpassed the 63.9% recorded in these constituencies during the 2019 assembly elections. Voting was also held yesterday for the by-elections in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Nearly 65% voting was recorded in by-poll for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary constituency. Electoral battle has intensified for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Sarat in Devghar district and Gota district of Jharkhand. He asserted that the BJP and the NDA have been instrumental in the creation and development of Jharkhand and are committed to making it one of India's leading states. He vowed to address the declining tribal population and infiltration in the Santhal region. The Prime Minister noted that enthusiasm of voters in the first phase of the elections, stressing that people's resolve to protect livelihood, daughters and land is evident at every polling booth. At an election rally in Baghmara, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the central government of neglecting Jharkhand, stating that it has failed to address the needs of tribal communities and the poor. He emphasized his commitment to addressing these issues if re-elected. Meanwhile, leaders from RJD, AJSU and left parties also held campaign events across the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally at Dandoichya and Jintur of Maharashtra. He assured that NDA government will protect the reservation quotas for SC, ST and OBC communities, pledging that these quotas will not be reduced. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the government is working with a holistic approach to strengthen the health infrastructure in the country. He was speaking after dedicating 18 Pradhan Mantri Bhartiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of quality medicines at railway stations for the passengers at affordable prices. The India-Malaysia Joint Working Group meeting on cooperation in the field of public administration and governance reforms was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides shared developments in administrative reforms and good governance. They agreed on collaboration between the National Centre for Good Governance, NCGG, and the Public Services Department of Malaysia. Both countries also agreed to set up a joint working group to formulate training programs for Malaysian civil servants through NCGG and organize a joint webinar to share best practices between both the governments. In cricket, chasing a target of 220 runs to win, South Africa were 134 for 4 in 15 overs against India in the third T20 international at SuperSport Park Centurion when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.